Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis in Masechet Baba Basra teaches us Tan Rabbanan Ein Lemedim Halacha. We don't learn Halacha Lami Pi Limud, Lami Pi Maisa, not from something that is a limud, and not something which is a Maisa. Achi Yomer Halacha Lamaisa. So the Beis Yitzchak in explaining a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Says the pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim v'sisa al pi adavah sheyigidulcha min hamakom ahu ashivcha Hashem v'shamat alasas kachol asher yirucha pi haTorah asher yirucha v'al mishpat asher yomulcha taser v'sosam adavah sheyigidulcha yomim l'smoil. So he asks, once the Torah tells us v'shamat alasas kachol asher yirucha, that we're obligated to follow whatever the Sanhedrin tells us to do, why does the pasuk have to repeat "Apiatara shiyurucha v'almishpat hashiyomulcha tasa"? And if the reason is, he asks, to come to what it says at the end of the pasuk, "Loisosum adova shiyigidulcha yeminu smoil," and we know the famous drashas Chazal, I feel Omer lecha small shuyumin, even if they tell you what's left is right, v'ayimin shu small, what's right is left, you should follow what they say. The pasuk could have said that without this repetition. So the Beis Yitzchak says, brings from the son of the Pischei Tshuva, that the Torah is trying to teach us exactly what we learn in this Gemara. And the Torah is teaching us that we should not learn from what a Rebbe teaches us while he's giving a shiur, because maybe if the Shaila came to him, halacha lemaisa, he would look into the Shaila a little more. Moreover, don't do just because you saw your Rebbe do something, because you don't know all the circumstances surrounding why your Rebbe did what he did when he did it. Only when he says halach lemaisa, which as the Rashbam explains, either the Rebbe says this is the halacha what you should do, or if there was a situation where a shaila came and you asked your Rebbe and he told you to do something specific. So now he explains that's pshat of in the pasuk. V'shamat alasas kakol asher yirucha. So the pasuk goes on to explain to us what does that mean. The pasuk says either api asher yirucha, if you ask the shaila and you got a psak, or Val mishpat hashiyomulchu, when they gave the shir, they told you specifically, this is what should be done, this is what should not be done. So in a situation like this, that's when you follow what your Rebbe said. And I saw from the Ritva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Eretz Tzvi quotes a Ritva that says a tremendous chiddush. He says that once a Rebbe says something is halacha lemaisa, so he says what happens by the Rebbe saying that this is the halacha lemaisa is that makes that this object that was a discussion on should become mutter or aser. That's the koyuch of the hayrah of a poysik, that by paskin the shayla, he makes something mutter or aser. However, there is a diff. When we began the shir today, we quoted the braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Lemedim Halacha Lami Pi Limud. However, most Rishonim suggest that the proper girsa in our Gemara is ein lemeidim halacha lo mipi talmud. What does that mean? So Rashbam explains that we should not rely on what a Rebbe says, a Bagat Shia says during a shir, because it could well be that if a Shaila Haloch Lamaisa came to him, he would have paskined different. And that is the connection, he suggests, to the previous Gemara, where the Gemara said, the Mas Rav Odif. Seeing an actual halacha paskened in a certain way, in a real live situation, that is the most preferable. The Rimigash, along the same lines, says, his gear says, Eila made him halacha mipi Talmud. That means if a Talmud is sitting with his Rebbe and they're working through a sugya, and as they come to the end of the sugya, they think, the Talmud thinks that they came to a certain conclusion. The Talmud has no right to assume that, because maybe they could have learned it differently and come to a different conclusion. Particularly, as the Rishonim go on to explain, maybe the Rebbe, after the Talmud left, looked into this issue even more and discovered that the halach is not like what they said. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, Chelek Vav Sim Tzamech Vav, brings the Gemara Masech the Erev in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Ramei, you say, Al Tomei Tahor, he used to say something which is really Tomei is Tahor, and give many explanations why he said so. Valtara Tomei, and something which is really Tahor, he gave many explanations why it's really Tomei. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that they were able to make a Sheretz Tahor with 150 reasons. So we see that sometimes when you learn something b'derech lomdus, it doesn't mean that that's the halacha. And moreover, the Chasam Sofer says, they weren't concerned because they knew, as our Gemara teaches us, that just because they said a svara in a shir or many svaras in a shir doesn't mean that that's the halacha. The Rama says, pshat ein lemeidim halacha lo mipi talmud lo mipi mishnah v'lo mipi maisa, that we don't learn halacha from something that we see in a mishnah or something that we even see in a gemara that Amoraim said. That doesn't mean, says the Yad Rama, we should not rely on Shas. What it means, he says, is that we have to recognize that just because something is quoted in a mishnah doesn't mean that that's the halacha. And along the same lines, the Ritva and the Meiri say that sometimes we find in a mishnah or in a brisa that they say halacha kedivrei ploini. So he says just because the brisa or the mishnah say halacha kedivrei doesn't mean that that is indeed the halacha. Why not? So Ritva explains, because maybe this statement that was said, halacha kedivrei ploini, was only the opinion of a yochid, and doesn't mean that everybody, that was the consensus, that is the halacha. And therefore, it doesn't mean that we should follow that way. Another pshat that I saw is that it was very common that they first established and they said halacha kedivrei ploini, and then they realized after they started going through the sugya that wasn't the correct psak. U'mishna loizaza m'mkoyma. The mishnah remains the way it was written originally, and therefore the mishnah saying that halacha kedivrei ploini doesn't mean that we should follow that halacha. However, the Ritva does say that if we find in a Gemara that the Amoraim, after going through a sugya, say that the halacha is like a certain opinion, there the halacha is that way. As the Rimi Gash explains, that our Shas was only written over many generations and after much toil and eon and study and many different versions. So if the Gemara tells us that we should paskin in a certain way, that is the way we should paskin. So if in our Gemara we have halacha, the Gemara paskins in a certain way, that's when we should paskin that way. Moreover, the Nemuki Yosef says, this that was saying that we can't learn from a Talmud, from a Mishnah, from a Maisa, is only in a situation where there are two sides to the question, and we're not sure which way to go. So these different situations that we've been describing in our shiur cannot pull us in any specific direction to paskin a shaila. But in a situation where there's no two sides to the question, there we could paskin like we see fit. The Gemara continues saying, we can't paskin loy mipi maisa. And here too, the Rishonim debate. What does that mean? The Rashbam says that if somebody saw his Rebbe act in a certain manner, doesn't mean that that's the halacha. Why? Because when you see your Rebbe doing something, you don't know all the background why he's doing what he's doing. As we find many times in Shas, the Gemara says it, an opinion of an Amora, and then the Gemara says, V'ha deploini labafei shitmer, it wasn't that that opinion was stated by this Tana, by this Amora explicitly. It was learned from something that he did or said in another context. So the question, whenever you learn such a Gemara, is what's the difference how he said it? If he said it, we saw him doing it. But the way we're explaining now, it makes a very big difference. Because if he said it under a certain circumstance, so then maybe, if he said it explicitly, so we know what his opinion is. But if he said it only, we only saw him doing it, as is very common in the Gemara, we see that there was something specific that made him say what he said or do what he did. But it doesn't mean that that should be the halacha. Or maybe it was a hirah shah that they felt that they should pass in a certain way, but it should not be something to be learned from for all sorts of circumstances. Another way of understanding this is based on a Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there that Rabbi Abba Chana said to his son, they shouldn't act in a certain way when he's not there. And he explained. He explained that the only reason he did what he was doing is because he saw Rabbi Yochanan do that. And since Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan felt should be done, he acted this way whether Rabbi Yochanan was there or not. Rabbi Abba Chana was saying to his son, you who did not see Rabbi Yochanan, so in front of me, still do the way I do. But when I'm not here, you can't do it. So we see that sometimes they only did some things because of deference and respect to their Rebbe, but not that they want to establish halacha l'maisa. The Rashbam then quotes a Yerushalmi from Masechet Peah, that when the Gemara here says v'lo mipi maisa, it means that sometimes the Mishnah
or the Braisa quote a story, and just because the Mishnah or the Braisa quote a story doesn't mean that is the halacha. Tosfos in Masech Tahoris, that Beis Amar Aleph, Divrei Maskel Hocha, says the pshat is that if somebody comes and says, I saw this person act this way under these circumstances, doesn't mean that that should become enough of a reason to establish the halacha that way. Because we don't know all the circumstances that this report were based on. And we also can't know if the report is accurate, that he really understand every detail. And just because somebody says, I know that this is the way somebody said you should do something, doesn't mean we should do so. So as we explained earlier in our shir, two pshatim from the Rashbam, either when the Rebbe said, this is the halacha l'maisa, or when somebody asked the Rebbe a question to a specific halacha l'maisa situation, and the Rebbe said, this is what should be done.